Okay.
Kind of lesson learned last week about playing a full 60 minutes. How important is that as you come down the stretch?
Well, it's important every week. I mean, you got to make sure that, you know, every game is counts, especially down the stretch. And you got to make sure you're playing 60 minutes. There's a lot of good football teams that if you give them too much of a room for opportunity, they'll take advantage of it and end up being very disappointed at the end of the game if you allow people to come back.
How big of a challenge is this Washington defense? Looks like they can come from all over the place.
They're a very good group. They do a good job both in the run and the pass. They've got some talented players both up front and in the back end. They've got some really good young guys on the edges. So they do a good job of both getting a pass rush but also doing a good job in the run.
Obviously, you take it day to day, but what's going through your mind as you gear up here for this final stretch run?
You basically hit it. I'm just worrying about making it through the day. I mean, the game plan is being put together, so now we want to go out there and get familiar with it and get ready to go Sunday. We know we got a good task as far as us up front. We know there's some good football players on the other side of it, and so that's really where my focus is.
You look like a guy that enjoys it the further you go here, though. How much are you enjoying this day?
It's going well. I mean, I feel good, and so far so good. I love football, so this is the best time of the year for some good, really good football.
This last week kind of a week. A call to play 60 minutes. We're playing a team that hadn't won. Now you have a team that's lost 7 of its last 8. Is it?
I don't see it as a wake-up call. I mean, it's something we know we've been knowing from day one. But, you know, that's something, again, that's just a failure on our part, making sure that we didn't play 60 minutes. That's not a successful part for us. Now we won the game. That's the ultimate goal, but we want to make sure that we're playing our best football, especially as we go into this later part of the season.
Does it really tell you you just can't take anybody lightly?
I don't think anybody takes anybody lightly in this game. I think that's something that you'll get disappointed every time. I just think that during the course of a game that sometimes you go into lulls, and we got to be a better team in pulling ourselves out of those lulls.
You guys have been playing turnover-free football of late. How important is that in football, and particularly?
Ask the question again.
The turnover-free football. How important is that at this time of year?
Well, that's definitely the biggest key for us offensively, and in the course of a game, you just don't want to turn the ball off. You don't want to give people a whole bunch of opportunities either way. But for us, it just kills everything you do. I mean, you start moving the ball and you have a turnover. That's a very disappointing thing, and it can really hurt the team. You know, it gives the other side a lot of times. It gives them great field position, and it could end up, just turning into a lot of bad things, kind of rolling into a lot of disappointing things. So, we want to make sure we're taking care of the ball all the time, because I think we can be a more productive. We've shown to be a more productive team when we do that.
So, if you do end up locking heads with London Fletcher on Sunday, do you think you guys will talk about like leather helmets and watching black teams and black and white TV?
No, I don't think so, but I'm sure there'll be some colorful conversations. I'm sure, but London's a great football player. He's played a lot. If you watch that guy, he's all over the field. He hasn't changed much and he hasn't slowed down much. So, if you were to ask me how long can that guy play, he can probably play for a long period of time because he's been doing the same thing for 14 years. And if you just look at his numbers in comparison to other football players in this league, his numbers are as good, if not better, than every other linebacker that's playing the game right now.
One thing you guys do really well as an offensive line group is you have a guy who's rushing, maybe he gets free from his guy, and you come in with just a clean out block. Mm-hmm. Logan does it a lot. Mm-hmm. You do it a lot. Wendell, we see do it. Mm-hmm. Is that important in kind of wearing down pass rushers?
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole idea that you can't be physical in pass blocking is not true. You have the same opportunity to be physical in the pass blocking as you do in the run blocking. You have to take advantage of every opportunity to hit the D-lineman as much as you possibly can. And, actually what it does is it deters them from doing certain things when they get hit. Believe me, defensive players are not used to getting hit. They're used to doing all the hitting. So every opportunity you get, you want to make sure to make an impression on them.
Right. How has Nate done this year? From the outside, it looks like he's more on his plate than an average rookie.
He's done a great job, I think, of handling everything that we've asked him to do, all the responsibilities. I think that if you asked him himself, he'll probably say he needs to get better in certain areas, but I think he's done a great job of handling all the responsibilities. I think the fact that he's done that is you can see that the team trusts him a lot. That's the reason why he's been able to, do a lot of different things.